Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first ever Breakfast with Seeker. I am Silver Seeker, and I'm primarily a silver and gold YouTuber, but I'm starting this podcast because there are times where I would just like to sit and talk. We don't need video in front of us, and this maybe gives you something to listen to if you like listening to my videos while you're in the car. So this podcast will be primarily focused on gold and silver. We'll talk about gold and silver prices. We'll talk about the latest silver and gold news, things like that. But additionally, I also invest in other things like stocks and stuff like that. So every once in a while, those might come up. But generally, my focus, and I think you know this if you watch my YouTube channel, is on physical precious metals, things that you can hold in your hand, things that you physically have with you. Now, just in case you're a new listener, I want to tell you that when you come to this podcast or when you go to my YouTube channels, you cannot expect, and you will not, find me talking about silver hitting $100 gazillion an ounce. I'm not a silver pumper. I believe in silver for its fundamental reasons. I believe in it as a hedge against inflation. And of course, there will be people that will argue with me that silver is not a good hedge against inflation, and it has not been a good hedge against inflation for the last 10 years. And let's be honest, there is some validity to their points, but I believe their point of, you know, not being a hedge. But I go back farther than 10 years. When I look at gold and silver, when I think about the value of gold and silver, and I think about it versus the value of gold and silver in the 50s and 60s, I compare that value to the cost of goods and services, to you can even look at the federal minimum wage at the time, but I look at the cost of goods and services, commodities, even home prices going back into the 50s and 60s, even that 19, you know, the story I think everyone has heard a gazillion times, but we'll say it one more time, the whole 1964 quarter converts to a gallon of gasoline, today even. When I look at things like that, and I see silver historically as a hedge against inflation, and I believe that it will continue to do so. Now, there are a few years that it was not a good idea to buy silver. Let's be honest. If we look at, for example, if we look at silver and gold in 1980, like if you bought silver and gold at the top of the Hunts Brothers cornering the market, you still, to this day, have not made money back. Now, back in 2011, silver did hit almost $50 an ounce again. But if you sold it then, you lost a ton of money just based on inflation. In other words, money was worth more in the 80s, early 80s, of course, than it was in 2011. So you still did not get your money back. You definitely were underwater. You took a bath on that one. But outside of those couple of years where buying, you know, let's just say buying anything at the peak is never really a great idea, right? Unless you really think that the peak's not there. But there's always going to be a peak. There's always going to be valleys. And unfortunately, there are always going to be people that buy the peaks. And there will always be those lucky people that buy at the bottom of the valleys. But outside of those few years, gold and silver has been a very good hedge against inflation, in my opinion. And I think it will continue to do so. It may not look like it right now, but I think in 20 years, when you look back on this time, you will see that once again, it did what we always expected to do. And a lot of that comes with the fact that I'm not a big fan of fiat currency. I'm not a big fan of the U.S. dollar. Now, I recognize the importance, and I'm not arguing against the importance of the fiat dollar, of the U.S. dollar. Everyone needs to be able to pay their bills. Everyone needs to be able to put food on the table, fill their gas tank, you know, things like that. No one's arguing that. There is definite importance to the fiat dollar. But I think as far as just taking your fiat dollars and putting them under your mattress, per se, or investing, you can't say investing into a bank account, putting them into a savings account or a bank account, I think there are way better ways to do it. And I like the idea of physically having something in my hand that is there physically, like I can hold it. That's why I don't really believe in things like crypto. Now, that's not to say that I don't invest in stocks, because I absolutely do have money in the stock market. There's no question about that. I invest in some ETFs, things like that. But when I do that, my intention is to make a profit. Whereas when I'm, you know, investing in gold and silver, that's not my all in intention. Now, don't get me wrong. If silver were to, something I don't ever, you know, I don't believe is going to happen anytime soon or ever in my lifetime, probably, if silver were to moon, you know, and become worth $200 of what $200 is worth today, I'm not going to say I wouldn't be excited about that. And keep in mind, I do say $200 is worth today, because let's be honest, silver could easily hit $200 an ounce because the dollar collapsed. And that doesn't mean that silver is really worth more, right? It just means that the dollar is worth a lot less. So $200 will just buy you less than it would today. So what I'm saying is if silver were to hit $200 of today's dollars, I can't say I wouldn't be excited. That'd be really cool. I'd go out and sell, you know, pretty big chunk of my stack, because of, you know what I mean? Not all of it. Because I want to always have some, but I would definitely sell quite a bit of it because, wow, that'd be absolutely amazing. If the dollar stays strong and buys the same thing it could as it could today, but silver's $200 just based off of trading, holy smokes, that's amazing. Let's go. I don't know if I'd be buying at that point, but I'd definitely be selling. But I believe silver as a fundamental asset, something that's important to have. And there are other things that I consider to be important. And again, everything I'm talking to you about today is just so you kind of have a background into the channel. If this becomes a podcast that I end up actually keeping and doing regularly, I want people to come back and listen to this episode and know what this channel is about. This is your foot in the door into my mind. But I believe that silver and gold fundamentally are something that you want to stack and hold and keep to protect your wealth. You're not trying to make wealth with it. That's what crypto's for, if you will. That's what the stock market's for. And I keep in mind, I'm not saying to invest in crypto. I'm not a big fan. I have very little holdings. I have like 1/10 of a Bitcoin. Okay, so Bitcoin's worth $20,000. My Bitcoin investment is $2,000, and that's it. I have a little bit of some altcoins, and that's about all I have in cryptocurrency. It is not something that I am super vested in or very interested in. In fact, that 1/10 of a Bitcoin, I consider that to be my, in case I'm wrong, you know what I mean? Like maybe I'm wrong about cryptocurrency. And if Bitcoin hits $1 million an ounce or $1 million a coin, then, you know, my investment's worth $100,000. Okay. sweet. At least I have something. At least I didn't completely lose out. Of course, I will have wished I had like 5 or 10, right? So people are like, hey, if you really think there's a chance it's going to hit $1 million, why don't you have 5 or 10 of them? It's because I don't. And I don't think I'd be interested in putting $40,000 to $60,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 into Bitcoin. Imagine if you would have done that when Bitcoin was 60. I mean, right now it's trading for $21,439. I'm looking at it right now. So imagine if you had that same thought process when it was $60,000 a coin and you're like, I'm going to put it in because it's going to 100 and now you're sitting at 21,000 Bitcoin. And the same can be said for silver, but keep in mind, I'm not investing in silver for the same reasons I'd be investing in Bitcoin. I'd be investing in Bitcoin because I want it to make a ton of money so I can sell it and get my money back out. And then I'd put it into something that I believe in, like silver. If silver drops, yeah, no one likes to see silver drop after, you know, they've made a large investment. But I just look at it as an opportunity to buy more because, again, I'm investing in my future. And if something happens to me, and this is what a lot of people don't understand about a lot of mentality of stackers. If something happens to me in the future, it goes to my kids. Like, that's not the end of the world for me. That's great. And I want my kids to have something after I pass away. You know, maybe they'll need it for a hard time, or maybe they'll just sell it and buy a car. I don't know. But I want them to have something. So it doesn't, you know, I don't feel the need to be like, oh my gosh, when I hit 60, 70, whatever, you know, there's not much time left. Let's sell it all and travel the world. That's not what I'm looking to do. So, you know, I hope that they get it. And if I end up having to use it for whatever emergency reason comes down the line, whether medical or whatever, then I have it there. But at the same time, I also, and I've talked about this in videos on my YouTube channel, where I also make sure that I have actual cash aside for situations like that as well. So hopefully when I pass away, you know, it goes to my kids and they do something awesome with it. That's the plan. But, you know, it's there, I guess, if I need it. But anyway, that's, you know, I wouldn't invest in Bitcoin the same reason I wouldn't invest in stocks the same way that I invest in gold and silver. Gold and silver, I consider to be that very fundamental, you know, have something physical. If the world blows up, if the dollar crashes to zero, gold and silver will still have value. Gold and silver will still be tradable for goods and services, especially in that situation. I mean, if you look at, there's situations like what's going on in Zimbabwe, and, you know, Venezuela, where they actually do barter with gold and silver for transactions. You know, maybe not the big companies, but, you know, between people, they'd much rather have gold and silver, you know, being traded for whatever instead of, you know, their dollar bolivar or whatever their currency is. So anyway, that's why I invest in silver. That's why I think it's important to have an investment in a physical asset, a physical precious metal and things like that. I do not, again, believe that silver is going to $100 an ounce of today's dollars. I do not, again, believe that silver is going to $1,000 an ounce of today's dollars. And I make sure I emphasize today's dollars, because if silver were to hit $100 an ounce, and I think it is possible, it's not that, and I've already said this, but we're just going to repeat it. It's not that silver would be worth $100 of what $100 can buy you for today. It would be that the dollar has crashed. And silver is only worth $100 because $100 just can't buy you as much as it used to be able to. $100 used to be able to buy you 4 ounces of silver. Now it can only buy you one. Silver's not worth more. It's just the dollar's worth less, and you're buying less as a result. So that is my background in silver. If you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/silverseeker. You can just go to YouTube and search Silver Seeker, and you'll find me on there. But that's it. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. We'll try and my plan is to try and do these once a week. If it becomes, you know, I doubt it. I'll probably have one viewer period ever. But if it ends up becoming popular and a lot of people request multiple episodes a week, then I might try and do two. Every once in a while, I may have a guest on. We'll definitely cover news, what's going on in the market. For example, right now, today, it's July 27th, and we are waiting on the Fed rate hike announcement and see what that's going to do with gold. In fact, just to kind of give you an idea of the kind of stuff that I'll talk about, let's talk about that really quick, and then we'll wrap this up for the day. But we are waiting on the Fed rate hike. 75 basis points is what's expected. It might be a full 100 basis points or 1%. And if they do it, if they do the whole 1%, I think we're going to see gold take a little bit of a hit. If it is 75 basis points, I think you'll see gold move up a little bit. And why is that? Well, I believe that gold is probably already priced in this coming move. I mean, let's be honest. We've been expecting this rate increase for weeks now. And so I think gold's already priced that in. But if we actually get 100 basis points move, which I don't think a lot of people are expecting, but according to a CME Fed watch tool, the market sees a 26% chance of 100 basis point increase. I think that will be unexpected and will cause people to want to put more money into the dollar. Yeah, I did say more money into the dollar, because just like if the value of the dollar goes down, silver and gold go up naturally without actually trading for more value. Same way goes if the value of the dollar goes up, silver and gold go down. And the dollar index right now is like at a 20-year high or something like that. I mean, it's really strong. And a lot of this is because of the Fed rate hike. So if you see a massive rate hike, like a whole percentage point, I could see people moving back out of the gold and silver and into dollars. So yeah, we'll see what actually happens with that. I'm not going to tell you what I think is going to happen. As far as like, I don't know what the rate point is going to be. And it may go the other way. I don't really know. It's not like I'm a financial analyst or anything like that. But I do believe, looking at these numbers, that that's already been priced in. It's what's already expected. So you may even see gold and silver move up in more of a relief, but it's not going to make a massive move. But I could definitely see it take a dip if it's not 75 basis points. If it's 100, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe it'd be 50. That'd be interesting. I have no idea what would happen there. All right. So that's just kind of the stuff that we'll talk about in this podcast. And like I said, we're going to try and get into it on our own once a week. And by the way, I just want to let you guys know that in the time that we've recorded this podcast, which is like 12 minutes, I think we've added like $15, $20 million to the debt already. Just in the time I recorded this. Can you imagine? Holy smokes. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's kind of opening intro episode. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.